It is my honor tonight to have with us, and I guess I've called him Pastor. Well, I called him Pastor for 22 years in St. Louis, and I still call him that, even though his technical title, I guess, is now Bishop. But Pastor Steve Williford, I don't know that I can say enough about him. And you just have to take my word for this. For many of you, this is all you know of Pentecost. Most of you don't know the broader range of that. But he is an esteemed member of the Missouri District. He served as district secretary for 17 years. Retired, came out of retirement, served as district superintendent when they needed somebody to jump, to step in and fill in. And then he is the only one that I know of, maybe in any district. He's got an official district title. He's district elder. They look to him, the current superintendent, the current secretary, all of the board look to him for his wisdom, his leadership, his guidance. But not only is he esteemed in the District of Missouri, the state of Missouri, but he's esteemed around North America in our fellowship, numerous boards and committees. And he's always on some committee or some board. Currently, at least, he served on the board of Gateway College of Evangelism when I was campus pastor and then vice president. He was the secretary of the board. Served, and I think is still serving, on the board of Urshan College and Urshan Graduate School of Theology. He's been an executive presbyter multiple times in our fellowship, which means the body at large elects them after the general board makes recommendation. The body at large of ministers that are in our general conference will elect and choose who they want to serve as their regional presbyter. And he has done that numerous times. He's retired as senior pastor, but not retired from ministry. I've mentioned already, he's now serving as the Bishop of Apostolic Pentecostal Church. He is a man of God. More than all the titles and more than all of the accolades, he is a man of God. He is a preacher of the Word of God. And I mentioned this to you last Sunday. Anytime I've ever introduced him at various functions, and I've had the privilege to do that a number of times, it all would just come down to one thing for me and Pastor Williford. He's a Christian. So would you welcome the man of God for this night as he comes and brings the Word of God.
Thank you, Pastor, and praise the Lord, everybody. I like that song, All I Got is a Hallelujah. And whatever you got, give it to the Lord. Ooh, I like that line about a lion in my lungs. Hallelujah. You know, God's worth a roar. He's worth a roar of praise. That's all right. Let's give that to him right now, Lord. You are good. You are great. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I won't keep you standing long. I'm going to read from the Word of the Lord in just a moment, but I am very honored to be invited to take a part and participate in this very special milestone. Brother and Sister Blackburn, I honor and respect and thank God for what you have done, your commitment to God, the kingdom, and to this particular area, Olathe, Kansas. And they started from ground zero, and you heard a little bit about it tonight. But God takes us at ground zero. He's always good about doing something with small beginnings and small things. And he takes it and makes it what he wants it to be. And we're a part of that happening tonight. You're a part of that happening. Thank you for your faithfulness. It's good to see some friends here tonight. Brother and Sister Dykus, God bless you. And this Blackburn family has been very special. They blessed APC. They blessed Apostolic Pentecostal Church in St. Louis. We're glad they're in the will of God, but we miss them. but we wouldn't bring them back for anything. Well, if the Lord said it was okay, we'd jump at the chance, but other than that, we love and appreciate them and appreciate the contact through the years. And I remember, Brother Blackburn, I remember your pastor coming into an office there at the college and talking about the call of God. I think he might have still been in school at that time, may have been a little bit later serving, but came and talked about the call of God. I never will forget that meeting, Brother Blackburn. I never will forget it because of the authenticity of the call of God and the kingdom heart that I felt. And it's one thing to sit in the office and say that. It's another thing to let it flow out and live out. And that certainly has happened. And so I thank God for this celebration. I really am honored to be a part, and we need to celebrate it. I think we just need to celebrate. Look what God has done in these 5 years. We've been a part of it. Great services, growth, people's lives. That's right. District Superintendent Parkey says, let's party. Praise God. Let's just have a good time in Jesus. Nice to see the Hughes. I respect and love these folks very, very much. If you have your Bibles or your devices, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. Your pastor called me or contacted me, I don't know how long ago, and not long after that contact, as I was contemplating and praying and thinking about this service, these verses of Scripture and this message came very strongly to my heart. It's Paul writing to a church like we are. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Do you love him? You're a candidate then. One translation says, what wonderful things God has ready for those who love him. Verse 10, but God reveals them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. And verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world. It's not the spirit of the world that is in this room tonight, but the Spirit which is of or from God. And here's one of the reasons he's given us that Spirit, that we might know the things that are freely given. Would you say those two words with me? Freely, let's do it again. Freely given to us of God. And I want to preach tonight a message that I feel like is directed to your heart. And that is this, the things God has for you. The things God has for you. And before we pray, I want to tell you, nobody is disqualified, not one person in this room, from the youngest child to the eldest elder. Let's pray together. Lord, we're thankful for your word. And I'm also thankful for your Spirit that we feel here tonight. And your word is wonderful, and it's always true, and it's powerful, and it can do what human minds and human abilities could never do. I thank you for your Spirit and your word, and I thank you for your people to receive those tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I may have done this myself, and I certainly heard this in earlier years, that those scriptures I just read, they were used to refer to heaven. And the description does fit. It's a good description of heaven. Eye hasn't seen everything we're going to see in heaven. ears haven't heard what we're going to hear when we get to heaven. It's not entered our heart. I guess all of us have done this. We've tried to imagine what heaven is going to be like. And that's not a bad thing to do. And especially when things get rough down here, it's good to think and get a little respite of strength and blessing and joy about what heaven's going to be. But it has not entered our heart how great heaven is going to be. But now, while that's a great description of heaven, I tell you tonight that those verses were talking about our present experience here and now today. God saying, you don't have to wait to heaven to get things that your eyes haven't seen, or your ears haven't heard about, or you've not even been able to conceive in your heart or in your mind. You don't have to wait until heaven. That can happen tonight. That will happen in God's timing. I can't put a name or a date, rather, on anything that I'm about to preach tonight that is going to happen in your life. If God tells me a date, I'll give you that date. But he hasn't done that to this point, and I doubt that he will. But I do know this. God is going to do some things in your life that your eyes have not seen and your ears have never heard about. Hallelujah. Things are going to happen. You're going to say, I didn't see that coming because it hasn't entered into our eyes. I didn't see that coming down the road in my life, but God saw it. God ordained it. There's something on the precipice of your future that God is ready to do. For some of us, it's going to be, man, I've never heard of that happening before. But ears have not heard, he said, the things that the Spirit. Don't limit what God wants to do in your life by things you have seen before or heard before or even been able to imagine before. Sometimes I've gotten a little frustrated with myself and I tried to imagine great blessings and miracles and heaven and I thought, you know, I'm not doing a very good job. Well, I don't have to do a good job because God's going to outdo any good job I do. He said, it's beyond your expectation what God is able to do. All I can say to you tonight, expect it of God. Believe that God can do it and let him work and let him do it. This message is for a dual purpose and there's a dual audience that God intends to hear this message. One, those who already believe and who already have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, who are already serving and loving God in his church. But then also any person that has not yet received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, do not have the relationship that you desire or that God desires for you to have. In fact, if you need the new birth experience tonight, If you've never repented, I'm going to tell you, it's going to blow your mind how forgiving God is. There are people who are being forgiven that have been marked off of many persons' list. Said they'll never serve God. But God said, I love them. Do not think you've been too bad or done too much. And those people that you're praying for, it has not entered your mind how forgiving God is. Eye hasn't seen it. Ear hasn't heard it. It's wonderful how forgiving God is. And I feel in particular, I may be preaching to someone tonight that has wrestled with whether or not God will forgive you. The answer is a simple capital Y, capital E, capital S, exclamation point. Yes, he will. And our tendency, I'm not going to criticize anybody that has the tendency, but you don't know what I have done. Well, I don't need to know. Others may not need to know, but God knows. And in spite of knowing that, he said, I forgive you. I forgive you. He forgave a Mary Magdalene. He cast out seven spirits out of her. He forgave a woman at the well who had had multiple marriages and had difficulty in relationship, but God gave her new life. It's gonna blow your mind. And if you've never been baptized, you can be baptized in that great baptistry. I saw some of the pictures, Brother Mark, of the other things that you used, and maybe not as nice as that baptistry, but the job got done. If you want to be baptized tonight, if you want to be baptized and have your sins washed away, woo, a clean slate. You know, sometimes in this life, we have to pay the penalty after we have committed a wrong, and that's the way the system works. But I want to tell you, God can give you a clean new slate tonight. He can wash all your sins away. When somebody goes down in that water, the water goes all over their outer body. That is happening spiritually on the inside. When somebody goes down and that water covers them, the same thing is happening in their inner person. The Spirit of the Lord is cleansing them and giving them a whole clean slate. You don't owe anything anymore. Jesus paid it all. I said, is it all that easy? Well, yeah, it is. Because eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard. Man would do it another way, but God said, this is the way I'm going to do it. And then when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's righteousness, peace, and joy, and love, and holiness, and included in all of that is speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. When somebody receives the Holy Ghost, you will typically see some kind of a smile during receiving or immediately after receiving. I mean, they just start beaming. You know why? It's hard to express how great God is and the joy that you will feel when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's more than emotion. It's the Spirit of the Lord that overwhelms our life. Hallelujah. Anybody ever been made happy by the Spirit of the Lord? Woo! Hallelujah. And that's what he's talking about when he said, your eye hasn't seen. And if you already are a believer, you already are serving God, I'm going to tell you, God has a promise of callings and giftings and manifestations and demonstrations and the miraculous. God wants this to be body-wide. I know there are particular people who are used in certain areas, and that's up to God to do that. But I want to tell you, he wants to do it in the body. I believe there are people that are going to ask for you to pray for them. And when you pray with them, maybe it's standing in an office somewhere or standing looking over the fence as you talk to them, they are going to be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, it's not us. The power is not us. The power is God, and God is not limited. I'm glad he meets with us in this building. We feel his presence tonight. I got blessed watching those slides. I felt the Spirit of the Lord watching those slides. I'm going to tell you, God can get in anything. That's why he's not limited to just this building. God wants to use you in your neighborhood. He wants to use you in your family. Be sensitive. Here's what God said to Old Testament Israel. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. They are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. In other words, to give you a future and a hope. God has that same message for you today. He has that same message for you tonight. He wants to use you for his glory. I'm going to ask you right now, if you're willing, and you don't have to do this, I don't want you to be dishonest, but if you're willing to let God work in your life, would you right now just lift your hands before him in surrender, and let's pray together. Lord, we want you to use us. I want you to use every one of us, God. I can't answer for my brothers and sisters that are here tonight. But Lord, I want you to use me. And I pray that every person here would be open to receive whatever giftings and whatever callings that you want to give to them. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. God has great intentions. That's one of the synopsis and the theme of these verses. God has great intentions for your life. It doesn't matter who you are. I'll just start with Pastor. Pastor, God has some great intentions. I know you're thankful. I know your family is thankful. I know this congregation is thankful. I know I personally, as a friend, I am very thankful for all that I've seen God do in your life, but He's not done yet. Hallelujah. Stay sensitive, Pastor. Stay open. Stay willing. Sometimes we're a little hesitant about, oh, I don't know if I can do that, or if God wants me to do that. Whatever it is, step into it, lean into it. Pastor Dykus, the same way. Let God use you. It doesn't matter. Spiritual leader, saint of God, Sunday school teacher, precious woman of the church, precious brothers of the church, young people, elders, let God use you. There is no expiration date on God's purpose. I'm an old guy, so I'll preach to some of the old guys right now. Listen, there is no expiration date on God's anointing. His anointing is powerful. His anointing is real. We need to allow God to work. Hallelujah. Let Him work in our life. God, whatever you want to do, if you want me to lay hands on that one, I know you have the power to heal them. Woo, I feel faith in this house right now. I want us to pray for healing right now. Let's pray for healing. If you need healing, you can receive it. If you know somebody that needs healing, go ahead and pray with them right now, Lord. I thank you for your power to heal. I thank you for your strength. I thank you that you took stripes. I'm thanking you for your blood. Oh, God, it's beyond our expectation. It's beyond what we can do. I thank you for your great expectations for us. I thank you for your intentions for us. Hallelujah. Ha, ha. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I remember when I first assumed the pastorate of the church, I was 27 years old. I was one of the youngest pastors I know in our district and possibly in the United Pentecostal Church. There weren't very many of us of that age. And I remember feeling intimidated because of my age. In fact, I heard a few whispers, people saying, "He's too young." And in my little quirky mind, my answer would be, I don't know if that I ever really said this to any of those people who said it. Some of them might have said it a little disparagingly. But I thought in my mind, well, at least I can do something about that. I can get older. But if they were saying I was too old, I couldn't have done anything about that. That leads me to say, young person, middle-aged person, you are exactly at the right age. I said, you're exactly at the right age. If God would have wanted it, He could have pushed your birth up or back. But you are 32, you are 27, you are 12, you are 15, and God uses 12 and 15 and 13 and 27-year-olds. He's got some great things for you. He has things for you that are beyond your thinking. Hallelujah. Speak that word to somebody and witness. There's somebody that you've been feeling that you can speak to and that you can help and that you can witness to. And you're wondering, I don't have all the answers. I don't have all of the wisdom. You know, it's when we think we do have all of that we get in trouble. I believe we ought to use wisdom, and I believe we ought to study, and I believe we ought to try to counsel in the right way and certainly pray and be be prayerful about what God wants to do, but God can use you to help somebody. And if nothing else, your presence being there. But I believe when you get into that setting with that person that is on your heart, God is going to speak through you. And if you'll be in His Word, if you'll be full of His Word, it'll come out of you in those times. I know there's been times sitting in the office during a counseling session, and it would be a perplexing situation. And all of a sudden, I would say something. After that meeting got over, I would lean back in the chair and I would say this: where did that come from? Well, I knew where it come from. I didn't think it. I didn't have it in my notes, Pastor, to give to that couple about their marital problem. But God knows all about it. God's working on somebody right now that you love. He's working on somebody, and now He's working on you, and He wants to connect the two together. He did that with Ananias and Paul. He was working on both of them. And Ananias was praying, and I'm sure he had some doubts about going to the Apostle Paul, but he went anyhow and obeyed God. And it wasn't in his eyes, it wasn't in his vision, he hadn't heard anything like it. It hadn't entered his heart that he was going to be the witness that would help to turn Saul into Paul. But God used him, and He is going to use you. It is going to be beyond comprehension what God is able to do. Eye has not seen, he said. You know, we could expend too much energy trying to see it before it's going to happen. And I believe we ought to have vision. I believe we ought to try to look forward. But there are just going to be some things that you'll never be able to envision. Hallelujah. And God said, I'm going to give you a vision, and you're going to see some things ahead of time. That's why Cross Church is here. A man of God had a vision. He saw that it could happen, but he would probably tell us tonight that there's already been some things happen in this 5-year span that he really didn't see. Some good things and some great things that he would have to say, I didn't see that coming. But I want to tell Cross Church tonight, it's not the end. This is a milestone, but it's one of many on the road to success and victory. Cross Church, I feel this deeply right now. It has not been seen what God is going to do at this church. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! What do you average, Pastor Blackburn? About 75 an average. So it would be tempting to us to say, well, typically, groups of 75 do this. And there's some legitimacy to that. But we're not going to be limited to what normally happens with an average group of 75. Hallelujah. Woo. I don't know why I feel to say this. Oh, yes, I do. Don't act like you're 75. Go ahead forward like it's 750. That's right. Hallelujah. God can heal if there's 7, if there's 5, if there's 75, or 750. His miracles are not dependent on numbers. His anointing are not dependent upon numbers. Eye hath not seen. I haven't ever heard of a church of averaging 75 to do that. To touch a city like Cross Church is touching that city. Oh, I believe God. I know it's going to take prayer. It's going to take fasting. It's going to take commitment. Get behind your pastor. Hold up his arms. Just carry his vision forward. And I know what he believes. He's not the only one that hears from God. You may hear something from God that God wants to happen. Talk about it to your pastor and agree together and let it happen. Don't shut down your vision. Open your vision. Open your ears to what God wants to do. And maybe there's a word that God wants to speak to you, and you can speak it to your pastor, and the two of you agree together, and great things can be accomplished. I thank God for the word of God. Praise God. I'm glad we've got it on our devices. I walked out of the hotel room without my Bible tonight. Shame on you, preacher. And I didn't go back up because I didn't want to be late. Word of God or late? I don't know. I don't know if I made the right decision or not. I'll be at the altar tonight. I'm going to tell you, that word's powerful. That word is powerful. If it's on a screen, if it's on a computer, if it's on a phone, if it's on the old black book, it's a powerful word. It's a powerful word. Read that word and believe that word. Preach that word. Pastor Dykus, preach that word. Preach that word. Keep preaching it in North Kansas City. Preach that word. Preach it, Pastor Blackburn, here in Olathe, Kansas. Preach it, preach it, preach it. It's powerful. It's powerful. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what. God can do greater things than what we can imagine from what we've read. In fact, that one verse says they didn't even write it all down. So if you read every verse in the Bible and believed every verse, there's still more to believe. Because God can do greater. He did greater things. And he said it. He said, greater things than this shall you do. It's beyond. We can use Jesus' ministry as a template. But he said, don't limit yourself to what you read that I can do. I'm going to do greater things through you in the future. The Gospels and the book of Acts are not boundaries to this New Testament church. That's the launching pad for what God wants to do through his church. He said it's not entered into the heart of man. It's not entered. That phrase there is, it has not been conceived. It has not. We can't conceive it on our own. It takes two for there to be conception. God and our open hearts. And then something is birthed. And the Spirit of the Lord is moving. The Spirit of the Lord is working tonight. And I sense it in this room. I don't know many of you personally, but I can sense a sensitivity and an openness to what God wants to do. And I'm not going much longer because I feel the Spirit settling here right now. He said, I want you to know. That verse said, I want you to know. Sometimes we felt like God was hiding and glad he could hide something from us. Here, I'm going to make them really wish they had it. I'm going to hide it. No, he said, I want you to freely know. Openly know. And then he said, these things are freely given. Freely given. God wants to do what I've been preaching about tonight and more. There's no question about God wants to use you. Use you in the gifts. Use you to win somebody. Use you to strengthen and help the church. And maybe there's an area you're feeling called to work in the church. Talk with pastor about that. Let him give you the direction. He is willing and he wants to freely give to you. That's $20. It's legit. Who wants it? It's yours. Now, I know why most didn't jump up here. Is there anybody in here that don't want $20, probably? And if you've got so much you don't need it, hold yours up. I'm coming to get it. But we need that faith of a child. It says, okay, God, you said it's free. And there's something better than 20 bucks. 20 bucks is pretty good. But there's something better than 20 bucks. And God has it for Cross Church. He's got it for the members of this church. Stand with me if you would, please. Whew, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. Would you just stay sensitive right now to the Holy Ghost? The power of God is here, working of God, and there's something that's happening in this room tonight that's going to affect the future of this church. It's going to affect your future. I don't know exactly who I am talking to, but it's going to affect your future if you will accept what God freely promised and freely is giving to you tonight. He wants you to know. And I'm gonna admit this to you. Whenever I get to this part of the message, I battle a little bit with my flesh, saying, who are you? Who are you to tell these people God's going to... He wants you to know, but our humanity doubts and holds it back. But God's saying, I want them to know. I want that lady to know. I want that sister to know. I want that brother to know. I want that elder to know. I want that young person to know. I want that young couple to know that I want to use them. Glory. Bow your head with me if you would, please, just a moment. I'm going to call for you to come forward if you're open in just a moment. But just before you do, God, we're trying to be sensitive to you right now. And what we're about to do is not for a show. God, oh, your spirit is so wonderful. Your spirit is so great. And the promises that you have and the destiny that you have for every life, the destiny you have for this church. It's pivotal here tonight, and so we're sensitive to you. I want you, if you want to be yielded to God, you're not claiming anything here other than, I just want to be yielded to God. I want him to use me or continue to use me. I want to open this altar tonight. I want you to come and just step as close as you can. And we're going to join together and we're going to pray. We're going to pray. If you, yes, yes, yeah. Just go ahead and obey that little tug. Hallelujah. And maybe you've done this time and again. But it's here tonight. God's giving an open invitation. He said, I want to freely give to you. He's got this prepared for those that love him. You love him. Yes, you do. You love him. Set aside other qualifications. The qualification he said is, if you love me, that's it. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's start praying right now. Oh, yes.